A group of leading physicists wants NASA to reconsider its plan to send humans to the moon and Mars. The physicists are concerned that the plan, announced by the president in January, will be enormously expensive and could cause irreparable damage to ongoing scientific projects. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more.
The report by the American Physical Society is scheduled to be released tomorrow. The APS publishes a number of leading journals and says it represents 43,000 physicists. Michael Lubell is a physicist who works on policy issues for the organization. He co-wrote the report. Its main recommendation is that before the United States commits to the Moon-Mars program, the National Academy of Sciences should conduct an exhaustive external review.
The real issue is whether you're going to commit to a program that has not been defined, whose cost has not been adequately estimated, and whose scientific benefit has not been assessed.
The report also recommends that the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, look at the potential financial impact of the Moon-Mars program on existing scientific projects. Joel Primack chaired the committee that wrote the report. He's a physicist at the University of California, Santa Cruz, and says the Moon-Mars program has already delayed a variety of satellite and telescope projects, and he's angry such a large new program was decided upon without first consulting the scientific community at large.
When George Bush Sr. proposed going to Mars, it was a ridiculous program. It got absolutely nowhere. It made no budgetary sense at all. But this time around, unfortunately, the NASA organization has embraced the Moon-Mars initiative and has started massive rebudgeting. And that's had a tremendous impact on the science program.
NASA says, by and large, programs have not been canceled. They've just been slowed down and will take a little longer to do. NASA's administrator, Sean O'Keefe, objects to the premise of the new report. He says there is no separable Moon-Mars program. All projects are part of NASA's new vision, as outlined by the president.
You know, I'm from Louisiana. We got a phrase down there that says, this sounds like the crabs in a barrel philosophy. When one crab starts to climb out of the barrel, all the other crabs reach up to try to pull it back down. This agency has a very clear strategy. It is about exploration and discovery of the broader solar system and universe in which we live. If instead each of the communities are going to debate about who's advantaged and therefore which element loses, that's internecine warfare that we are simply not going to participate in.
A recent report by the Congressional Budget Office estimated that returning humans to the moon could cost $100 billion. Few scientific organizations other than the APS have weighed in on the project. The Aeronautics and Space Engineering Board of the National Academy of Sciences endorsed President Bush's vision for space exploration this summer, writing that it, quote, can be an important element in motivating the youth of America to pursue careers in the engineering sciences, end quote. Congress yesterday finalized NASA's budget for 2005. After much wrangling, it gave NASA most of the money that had been requested. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.